Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we just got some great news out of the Supreme Court. They have limited the power of the EPA. This is all about their authority to say climate action is the reason we can shut you down. So this is big. This is big. Goes back to Obama's Clean Power Plan. Wow!
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
we are winning, I'm telling you, folks. Deb, we're winning.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Wow! Well, Biden, you know, big loss for Biden here.
Like we said, none of this is sustainable. None of this messaging and these policies are have any shelf life.
Man, I'm excited.
That's just another example.
It's hard to overestimate the what this means for North Dakota. It really does. Because don't forget, we have, for instance, primacy is called, that happened during the Trump administration, where they literally said, hey, you guys have a mini EPA right there in North Dakota, Dave Glatchop, and okay, we trust you, and that's just sort of on a one-off, as it relates to like carbon capture and some of the things that we're looking at.
Okay.
But this is a check. The case was West Virginia versus the EPA, and darn near impossible to overstate what this means. To say North Dakota knows better than the federal government. Now it's crazy that we have to call this a win. Because really it's a duh moment, right? Who knows best how to regulate clean power, clean water, clean air, all of that than North Dakota, right? Or does the federal government know better than we do on how to do this? Of course they don't. That's crazy. But that's how the world works right now. And this is a Supreme Court, once again, I have to say it. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Donald Trump. This is incredible. It really, really is. This is so darn big. I'm hoping that Senator Kevin Cramer, who I know has been on the edge of his seat waiting for this one, will have a chance to call us here and tell us. And what I'm going to do is just anybody that wants to weigh in on this, I'm going to send a note to Senators Cramer and Hovind, and also to Drew Wrigley, who was actually argued this case. He was, as I recall... in D.C. before the Supreme Court on this case. This is also a great heritage win for Wayne Stengem, who's certainly the late Attorney General of the United States, of North Dakota. Wayne was a warrior on this front, of always testing federal powers and going after him. So this is he's smiling down on this one as well, Wayne Stengem. But any of those folks want to call us, 701-271-1100. I'd love to get the reactions from Drew Wrigley, our Attorney General in North Dakota, as well as Senators Cramer and Hovind and Congressman Armstrong, and anyone else that wants to tell us what this means for them. I guarantee you this much. The energy industry right now is, and I should say, this isn't all about energy and oil and gas. This is every bit as much about agriculture and what they're trying to do there. Here's the thing. This is a blunt force instrument they use against anything they choose. And agriculture is every bit as much in the crosshairs as is energy. You know the whole cow flatulence thing?
Oh, yeah.
How stupid it is even to bring that up?
Yes.
But that's real.
Yeah.
You know, that's real. This idea that, okay, offsets and all this crazy stuff we constantly put up with, this puts EPA back in a box. It does. Huge loss. Now, I don't know. They'll probably say, well, let's put up regulation tents on federal lands. Maybe we can put them in parks. We'll share space with the abortion tents. You know, that's the latest thing now. They're trying to say, well, we still have federal lands, so we're gonna get you there. We're going to have, they'll find some way around this, but this is a huge, huge win. Can you tell them I'm a little excited?
Yeah. I didn't know much about the EPA, but when we saw that in the break at the top of the hour, I did some searching. I didn't realize that Nixon signed an executive order that established it, and then, of course, through the hearings of House and Senate, became a...
Like everything.
Almost 15,000 employees
in
the
EPA. Exactly, right? So
what a government... Yeah.
In the Nixon era, when they kicked this up, they didn't envision they're going to touch
big,
every corner
agency
of North Dakota. And then when the whole climate action fiasco comes along, let's use our climate action goals to be implemented through the EPA. Wait a minute. Now you got founding fathers that are spinning in their grave.
That's the game.
So this is a court common sense ruling. But Biden and climate authority have taken a big hit. John Kerry is like weeping right now. Lurch is losing his marbles over this decision. I can guarantee you that. Oh, my gosh, this is good. So your reaction to it, by the way, welcome at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Senator Cramer is going to be calling you, Kevin, it looks like, here at some point in the next little while. He has a family reunion going on this week, but I couldn't resist texting him this news because I knew he'd be super excited about it. So you tell me when we get a chance to talk with him.
He's on.
Is Senator Cramer ready?
It is.
Holy
Hello, Senator.
You didn't waste much time there. What do you think of this?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, it's hard to exaggerate, Scott, and I know you're doing a good job of highlighting just how important this is, but it's hard to exaggerate how big this decision is and how important it is. And I try not to exaggerate, but here's what's about. And listening to you talk, you're exactly right. It's important to the energy industry. Yes, it's important to farmers. But it's really much bigger than that, and it's consistent with what the court's been doing. And that is, it's really about rebalancing the three co-equal branches of government and their appropriate powers under the Constitution of the United States. That's really what's at stake. And while the results, the policy results will probably be quite, dramatic, and they may even seem radical. What's radical is the abuse of power that the Supreme Court is now reining in. And that abuse of power is the administrative state. So they don't have these extra constitutional powers. The executive branch and its administration and its administrative agencies do not have not only do they not have extra constitutional authorities, but extra statutory authorities. In other words, if the Congress of the United States didn't pass it, it's not a law. It's just, you just don't get to impose your will because you work for a bureaucratic agency. And it's going to have ramifications well beyond, I think, energy and agriculture and oil and gas and the things that we care so much about. It's already had, by the way, it's not a dissimilar to the Roe v. Wade being overturned. It's really this kind of the same argument.
I can't resist thinking about a fellow by the name of Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell, who were instrumental in getting the 6-3 majority on the court. This is how these things happen. And, this is right. I mean, without them, we're not celebrating this right now.
There's no question. Without, either one of them. Because remember, previous Republican presidents have, played a role, obviously, but not as significant a role as Donald Trump in his 4 years with three nominations that would have only been won with any other leader than Mitch McConnell. And anybody that doubts that, just read the recent New York Times piece earlier this week or maybe late last week by Carl Hulse, the guy who authored the book about the modern court and how it was created. And because you have Donald Trump obviously nominating these constitutionalists and making sure they're constitutionalists, not just we hope they are constitutionalists because they go to conservative cocktail parties. But working arm in arm, really, with Mitch McConnell, who this was his passion. This is as much his legacy as anybody's. The other day, in fact, I don't know if you saw the story, Scott, but the other day, Nancy Pelosi was trying to be hypercritical of Mitch McConnell by saying, "This is the result of the Mitch McConnell court," as though she was insulting him, to which he said, "Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Yes, it is." And it's the Federalist Society, which has been so active, Scott, as you know, and in with our legal community, getting, you know, educating and informing and identifying true conservative constitutionalist lawyers to be on the court. We're instrumental in providing guidance to both to Leader McConnell and to President Trump on the type of people that they would want that would carry out an America First agenda, and more importantly, a true textualist philosophy on the court. And when you read about what was going on in the heads of people like Don McGahn, who some people probably forgot long ago, but Don McGahn was Donald Trump's first general counsel or chief counsel in the White House, the folks at the Federalist Society and others who care deeply about this country and the balance of powers between the three branches. This was a moment, and it was exactly this kind of a case. And by the way, when you think about future cases, Scott, current cases, think about waters of the United States. Who has the authority over that?
Yeah, I want to explore that a little bit. I'll just give you a few more minutes, I promise, because I want to talk about the precedent of this and what it means. And I was hoping for two wins today, but it looks like the court has allowed the end of Remain in Mexico policy. So that's a loss for common sense, and certainly what that's going to mean at the border, God help us. But the court has just ruled on that case as well. A couple more questions for Senator Kramer. Let me come back.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, to the best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at ABM, Advanced Business Methods. They are an employee-owned company based right here. That means your money stays in the community. when I was out celebrating 100-year-old businesses, I put them in the category. I kind of doubled up there, Kev. I apologize. So a little correction here. They're 50 years old. 50 years old, which is still a dang big deal. I mean, it really is. But the folks at ABM are the folks that today have taken all of that history and put it into being on the cutting edge because they know high-end computers are just that. That's what your printer is. And Advanced Business Methods works with you to keep them secure and provide quality output and reliability. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. Bunch of good guys there at abmnow.com. And ladies, good folks at ABM Now. Senator Kramer is with us, Kevin Kramer, for a couple more minutes. Appreciate the extra time here. I wanted to ask you first about this Remain in Mexico thing. It seems to me it's common sense that the Remain in Mexico policy that was working under Trump would remain in place because it was working, right? And by lifting it, you have what you have now. Now, I guess the common sense goes out the window because maybe Biden didn't want that. But just specific to the court's decision on this, are you surprised?
I'm not overly surprised, Scott. I wasn't sure where they would be on it, and nor have I followed it as closely as other things. But to me, it gets back to the court's role. The court's role is not to determine policy. We don't want them to do that. Now, we like it if the outcome is supportive of our policy, but it's really more about whether an administration has authority under the law and under the Constitution to change a policy that the previous administration had. And neither Remain in Mexico under Donald Trump nor the removal of Remain in Mexico are things that the Congress did. If they are executive rules or their administrative actions that, and I haven't read the order, of course. I haven't read the ruling at all. I just heard it, frankly, from you going into the break. So it's the first I've heard about it. But it doesn't surprise me a lot. We don't want them making policy, and they seem to think that the current president has the authority to do what he did.
Do you think this will mean a new inflow, or has that been baked into cake here?
Well, it's a great question because it certainly is baked into the cake, but as we notice, every time another policy from the White House or, even a bad rumor, it seems like it inspires more people. There's a lot of incentive to get into the United States of America for everybody, which is why we are a growing country and why we have a million legal immigrants every single year. Every time a barrier gets knocked down or an extra incentive gets thrown in, I think you can expect more people to make the illegal trek across the border.
Last question I want to ask you about just is a little bit on the precedent. So today's a huge victory for North Dakota and the rules of the road, if you will, on who cares more about our clean power and our clean air and our clean water and everything else, and it's North Dakotans, and the Supreme Court has recognized that. But this precedent now, this ruling, is this transfer to every other agency ultimately? I mean, what is this going to mean for just executive power in general? States' rights in general?
There's two things, states' rights and then Congress. It gets back to representative republic. It gets back to our form of government. And so you take broad authorities like the Clean Air Act, which is what this is addressing. And, there are other broad authorities like the Clean Water Act, highway bills, if you will. And there's a lot of broad acts. Immigration law is another category, by the way. And in some cases, immigration law is very clear about certain things. Other places, fairly vague. And by the way, I write a lot about it in my piece. I wrote a piece that we put out yesterday that Harvard Law Review will be putting out here in the next day or two. It's the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, where I wrote an article, a 22-page article on this very point. It's the title of the article is Restoring States' Rights and Adhering to Cooperative Federalism in Environmental Policy. And I use North Dakota's role, including in this case today. In fact, I'm going to have to rewrite it a little bit before they put it out because this was written with the case pending. It will now be published by Harvard, I think, late either tomorrow or early next week. So we'll change my essay a little bit. But I talk a lot about that very point, Scott, and I talk about or write about states' role and Congress's role. And going forward, it's going to have a major impact, I think, on things like, for example, waters in the United States. Remember that WOTUS has been one of those ping-pong things again within the Clean Water Act is WOTUS. And the definition keeps going back and forth from administration to administration, and the Supreme Court is always sort of just it's always sort of sent it back, remand back to the agency for clarification, and it's never been a clear-cut prescription to what a waters of the United States is. Scalia tried it a couple of times, or at least offered a prescription. We always came up a vote short because Kennedy was sort of in the middle on it in the last case. And so now, with this ruling today, it's sort of telling, it's telling the agencies, you don't get to decide what a waters of the United States is. The Congress decides that. You don't decide that. At least if you do decide, you have to do it within the context of what the Congress says. You can't put words in Congress's mouth. Remember, let's really think about this in a dramatic way. Remember, greenhouse gas emissions isn't part of the Clean Air Act. When the Clean Air Act passed, there wasn't such a thing. They were talking about particulate matter, SOx, NOx, mercury, you know, things that existed that we knew about, and things, by the way, that we've largely eliminated in our power plant industry. So I think you can expect it to apply across the board. Now, that doesn't mean the agencies aren't going to try different things, but if they go too far, they know that ultimately there's a Supreme Court. And by the way, let's not forget, there are a lot of other courts along the way, the circuit courts especially, where Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell have had at least as major an impact as they have on the Supreme Court, not to mention a whole bunch of good district judges like we have right here in North Dakota with Dan Traynor, who was nominated by Donald Trump and confirmed by the Senate under Mitch McConnell.
Fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating. Before I let you go, sorry, one more quick question. Everything going well on the finger issue?
It's getting much better. It seems to be healing appropriately to the point where I don't believe there'll be, you know, we're pretty much certain there won't be any further amputation or any more loss of bone. So I feel very fortunate. Did a couple of H-spot dives over the weekend, about 4 hours worth. Within 12 to 24 hours of that, my finger was already getting much pinker and the blackness was going away. So for the skeptics out there, conclude what you want, but I'm a believer in that you can accelerate healing with hyperbaric oxygen chambers. But anyway, that's for another day, but it's going much better, Scott. It's still a long heal process. I'm sort of amazed at the human hand, at how long it takes, but it does heal, and I feel much better. I still can't lift more than 5 pounds with that hand, and that's very constraining to a man with a lot of rocks in his yard.
That's great news. God is good. God is good, always.
God is good. Yeah. Always good.
Fantastic.
For sure.
That's great. Power prayer. We're right there. That's great. That's a great update. Senator, thanks for the time.
By the way, my grandchildren have told me many times, Papa, we pray for you all the time. We pray for you. So the prayers of a child, I'll take all I can get.
Direct pipeline. Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Right.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You bet. Bye-bye.
Senator Kevin Cramer on the big news of the day. The Supreme Court of the United States ruling in favor of North Dakota and West Virginia reining in the EPA. Wow. Jim and Fargo. Now, after Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app too on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain last hour, President Biden said no matter how much it costs, the United States will continue to finance the Ukraine war effort.
We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes. Look at the impact that the war on Ukraine has had on Russia. They've had to renege on their national debt for the first time since the beginning, almost well over 100 years. They've lost 15 years of the gains they made in terms of their economy.
Inflation is rising at the fastest rate in decades as the Fed moves aggressively to contain it. Numbers released today by the government indicate prices for goods and services rose 0.6% last month, or 6.3% from the previous year. 2 months ago, the figures were 0.2% and 6.3% respectively. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tomorrow's a holiday, weekend kickoff for the 4th of July. And what do we usually do on a Friday before a holiday?
A holiday, though, or is it a...
No, it's not. It's the kickoff for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, the hooky factor is about 13 tomorrow, I think.
And we're going to be in Petroserve USA, where we usually are on the kickoff to a holiday weekend, so you can fill up and fuel up for less at Petroserve USA. Enjoy some home cooking on your way out the door or whatever works. If you little comfort food to go, we'll be at the Harwood location.
Okay.
Off I-29 of Petroserve USA. Kind of cheating on our Valley City friends. We're usually right there at I-94, exit 290, or rather, yeah, 94,
yep.
Exit 292. So if you're hungry today, let me help you out here because, boy, oh, boy, they got some good ones. Salisbury Steak today, MP Avenue and Glendon location. Meatloaf on 45th. Mac and Beef Hot Dish in Ulan. Pulled pork with beans and coleslaw at West Main Avenue, West Fargo.
That's a barbecue right there.
Oh, is that good? And they've always got some great choices there. Valley City pulled pork and French dip sandwich. And the French dip sandwich, you know, the crock pot, the whole thing. It's just just dripping in on you. It's just so darn good. Petroserve USA, lowest price fuel around, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, homemade cookies. The caramel rolls are to die for. They're just the best. That famous Valley Dairy recipe from over the years, part of the Petroserve USA family in the Northern Valley as well. You tell them Scott sent you. We'll see you tomorrow. Petroserve USA right there along I-29 at the Harwood exit. Jim in Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
This, you know, what do you want to call it, this women's clinic over to Moorhead? Has anybody asked the citizens of Moorhead whether or not they want it over there? And, you know, is there anything they could do about it? I mean, if they don't, I mean, don't clinics have to have permits? Don't they have to meet certain health standards and zoning? I mean, if they're denied those permits, can't open a clinic over there.
True, but we got to remember it's Minnesota soil. And Minnesota has seized an opportunity here. They are actually leaning into the idea of it being an abortion tourism state, Jim, if you can believe that or not. So
I can believe it, but my point is that doesn't city law take precedence over, you know, what they want to have in their city over anything? I mean, if the city doesn't want to have, you know, an excessive amount of bars in their city, they can deny it, you know. They don't have
true.
To license, you know, they issue permits. So why would this be any different?
I guess you'd be talking about the city council probably at that point. I mean, you're right. Healthcare is very, very strictly regulated, but I don't think there's an appetite among even the city council in Moorhead to deny such a thing. I applaud the fact that you're asking these questions because everybody just assumes they're going to move from Fargo to Moorhead. Well, they've already said they are. And actually, even before the ruling, they said they had that ability, you know, to be able to do that. So, where are the folks to ask the tough questions in Moorhead about this? That's a good question. But
I'm sorry to interrupt. But that's exactly my point. You know, I don't have a venue to do that, but you certainly do. Maybe you could pursue that a little bit. And maybe people in Moorhead just don't realize that maybe they do have a choice in this matter.
Yeah, do they? I'd hope they would. Even like a referendum, you know, at some point to have a vote on whether or not the city wants abortion services within its city limits. You know, I don't know. You're asking very good questions, Jim. And I think because it's Minnesota and abortion will remain legal in Minnesota. And I have to say, as much as that sickens me, I'm a Minnesota kid. You know, I grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, and called Minnesota home from the time of my birth, really. Born in Sioux Falls, but we lived in Pipestone at the time, moved to Laverne, then went to Montevideo. I mean, there's a lot of things about Minnesota I love. Most weekends I head up to Bemidji or Grace Lake and spend time there. But sadly, Minnesota is no longer the Minnesota I knew, not even the Minnesota of the Herbert Humphrey era, right? It's just a very different place. Sorry, Kev.
I think it's, you know, I don't think the whole state is, but St. Paul, the swamp in St. Paul has certainly made it. The perception.
Well, good point. I'm not putting this on the people.
Yeah. The rocks and cows, I think, are still intact. And,
putting,
real people.
I'm putting it on the governance.
Yes, truly.
And
gone.
One more thing, fellas. You know, if I were a businessman and I had an established business and all of a sudden someone put an abortion clinic next to me, then you're going to have the protesters there, police presence, and it negatively affected my business. I think I'd be pretty ticked off about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in the United States, already has a presence in Moorhead. They have a big sign. They have a location out there in a strip mall on 75. So they're already there. So again, the city has accepted that. Now they're not actually performing abortions there, but it's Planned Parenthood. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to say one other thing here, Jim, and you can beat me up on this if you want to. The idea of abortion to me is abhorrent. I can't even begin to fathom that somebody thinks it's okay to end the life of a baby. I can't believe that somebody disregards the basic simple fact of science and life of when, you know, a baby is a baby and that's at conception. That's when it's a life. But I'm also going to say that if we're to truly honor the founding fathers, this is for Minnesota to decide, North Dakota to decide, South Dakota to decide, California, New York to decide. And in the case of Minnesota, they've decided. Now, I'd love for that to change. That's where my prayer will go, rather than end Roe versus Wade. You know, the prayer is always for me, end abortion. It's not Roe versus Wade. It's just end abortion, okay? Well, we've gone a long ways towards that now because we're going to end it in North Dakota. But we're not ending it in Minnesota. But as much as I don't want it to happen, I am going to say right now, that's how the founding fathers envisioned it. This decision is up to Minnesota to decide. You've brought a new layer into this that's worth thinking about because I believe the values of most folks living in Moorhead would be pro-life. And do they have any tools in a state that is very much pro-abortion? I don't know the answer to that. But do you get what I'm saying? I mean, this is how the founders envisioned it, Jim.
Well,
you know?
That's the way I am. I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, whether right or wrong, whether I believe it was never meant for the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have the right to kill. You have the right to life. It says right in the Constitution. And my opinion is this: if the people that wanted to have abortion in this country were truly serious about it, they've had 50 years since then to get it. Amend the Constitution, have a constitutional convention. They've had many times they've had power to try and make an amendment and make it the law of the land. But, you know, obviously they never had that. They didn't. So, I mean, I don't know what they're whining about. You know, I think it's the good thing that the states have. The more control you take away from the federal government and put it more down the local and state level, the better off we are.
No, very
really
good points.
No voice in the Fed. We have no voice in the federal government. I mean, we can say and say all we want, but we don't. They don't hear us. The only way you get cured is at the state and local level.
I like your idea, though. At least this discussion should happen. Hey, what if we don't want it in Moorhead? What's available to us? What can we do? Can we pass a city ordinance? There would be something. I'd die on that hill. Wait a minute. State, fine. It's legal in the state. It shouldn't be legal in Moorhead, and we're not going to have it here. And here's the tools we have. Good question. I don't know, but it's worth talking about for sure, Jim. Appreciate your call today.
I mean, deny the permit, a clinic a permit,
Yeah. It's a fair point. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Calls waiting here, Daniel. Can you tell me who's on 3, 2, and coming in?
Friend of mine texted me, did Senator Kramer address how the EPA ruling could affect other federal agencies?
He did. That's what he's saying. He's saying that's the big win in it. He's saying, yes, you're right, Scott, big win for agriculture. Yep. Yes, you're right, big win for energy. But the biggest of the big wins is really, think about this right now. The biggest of the big wins is this model now becomes precedent. So you go to not just the EPA. You go to the SEC. Right now, the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States of America is trying to say, Kevin, if you do everything right, you're on the stock exchange, you're a publicly traded company, you're doing everything right, but you don't have the right credit score, climate score.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're going to punish you. That's another example of an agency
overreach
that ought to be reined in.
Got it.
Essentially, the precedent here now is to be able to rein that in. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I was just going to kind of have an idea when you were talking about the whole taking it down to whether or not Moorhead can have it or not. You know, we should take it at least to a county level and then maybe even the city level. But we could go even farther and just let the people make their own decisions instead of having the government tell everybody what to do, which I thought was a conservative idea. But now we just want to tell everybody what to do across the board. And I find that abhorrent. And I'll listen off the air.
Yeah, I think you have some points, obviously, but if they have the ability to do something that is literally legalized killing, I don't think it's okay to say, fine, go ahead and legally kill a baby. I don't. So it's no different than I hope you would agree that there ought to be laws against murder, right? And some basic things for public safety that there are laws. And in this case, you can't murder a baby. Sorry. Now, I'd like it to be common sense and be able to tell people to do the right thing, but in that case, you got to extrapolate that out in a lot of different ways. So appreciate the call, though, and the thought. John and Dawson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, John.
Good morning. I have a thought. Instead of looking at the abortion issue, let's look at adoption issue. And North Dakota change everything and say, we'll pay the mother 3 months to be in North Dakota, have her child here, and then have North Dakota have it up for adoption.
Love your idea. I think the idea there is not just be pro-life, put your money where your mouth is and provide some resources to be able to help that decision. I don't know the number, John, but it's an alarmingly high number of abortions happen because of fear over, finances and whatnot. And, but the adoption answer is infinitely better to say, okay, you're worried about school, you're worried about finances, you're worried it's the wrong timing, whatever. Here's your option, adoption, And that's why I love pregnancy help centers because they help with some of those decisions.
What would you guess the number of families waiting for one child per adoption would be?
I don't know, but there you go, right there.
There are about
desperately want a baby.
There are about 2 million couples currently waiting, as many as 36 waiting families for every one child who is placed for adoption. 36 families.
So let's do some math. Roe versus Wade, 50 years old. How many? 60,
exactly where I was. What I was thinking.
60 million babies. Yeah. No, you're exactly right, John. Good idea. I've often thought about life scholarships and how much of a difference that would make. Sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes it's just convenience. Sometimes it's birth control. What are the 10 best days of summer? If you had to pick the 10 best days of summer, what would they be? Somebody I know is going to give us an answer on the other side of the break. Jake Jornstad from Bushel on a new digital payment network for ag and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Todd, you haven't said much today. Like you've had a chance to get a word in edgewise here, right? Todd, the radio god. K-Fly, Kevin Flynn.
Yes, sir.
We're cranking it up. Well, what's on your mind? Started with breaking news today, so a lot going on. Daniel, why don't you try Cody again one more time there, would you? want to try him one more time from your line?
I left him a message.
Did you? Oh. Cody Cashman. Man. Cody Cashman, the CEO of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, was going to reveal the big answer. He said, call him again. So you want to call him, Cam?
Yeah, I can. All right. By the way, next week we're the station and the show that will I'll give you tickets to see Parmalee and Maddie and Tay coming up.
All right. So we do a little bumper music from them today just to tease next week, winning some seats at the fair. Be kind of fun. It's a great concert. Great concert. Anyway, brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. IAQ is a thing. And a lot of the big long-term care schools, they use this. But you, too, can use this in your home. You know, who knows what's next? There's always bugs in the air. There's always some little, virus or something. Have the peace of mind. Trust me. HATandSons.com. So the big question is, what are the 10 best days of summer? That's our question of the moment here. Cody Cashman, CEO of the Red River Valley Fair. Can you answer that question? 10 best days of summer?
I sure can.
What? When would they be?
So I'll tell you, July 8th through the 17th will be the 10 best days of summer.
And why is that?
Easily.
Why is that easily slam dunk?
It's the easiest question ever. It's because the Red River Valley Fairgrounds is going on. It's going to be the best fair we've ever had to date.
What makes it the best fair ever to date?
Well, one, looks like the weather's going to be amazing. And two, we have worked our butts off to get the absolute best program put together we've ever had. And if you look at our website, redriverfair.com, you can see our program. But essentially the best concert lineup and the best free acts for the fair we've ever had. And, of course, some of the best entertainment throughout the entire grounds that when you get here, you'll be able to see.
Phenomenal. Really phenomenal. I the lineup is just as breathtaking. I mean, obviously, Tim McGraw is the big catch, but I mean, just down, whether it be the rock and roll or the country acts or, you've got something for everybody, don't you, Cody?
Did you know Tim McGraw actually can sing?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Hell of an actor, too.
Yeah. I always thought he was just that guy, the father in Blindside. Apparently, he's
just
a
friend,
too.
I see what he did there, Todd, right? Yeah.
Now, Three Doors Down is our first one. We're expecting a great crowd for that. Tim McGraw, of course, and then our first weekend's really strong with Walker Hayes, and I think even you're interested in that one, right?
I am. Yeah.
And
I actually have two daughters that are more interested in that than I am, but I'm going to go. If I can be cool as a dad, I'll take the girls to Walker Hayes. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Exactly right. exactly like that. Yeah. Let's see what he did there now. Yeah. No, and keep going after Walker Hayes.
Well, we got the Monster Trucks, of course. That's a big crowd favorite. We had an awesome crowd for that last year. We're making it twice as big this year. More trucks, more power. So we're really excited about that. Tesla and special guest Vixen will be July 12th on Tuesday. So that one's going to be a really nice one. And then, of course, my personal favorite day, which is Heroes Day. And what Heroes Day is, any EMS, firefighter, police officer. In fact, I just got off the phone with Jesse Johnner, the sheriff. He's planning on being there with his whole crew, and he's getting. I think he's going to get a parade put together. So, kind of excited about that. And then any vets, any active duty military, all get in free to the fair that day. And my favorite artist of all time, Neil McCoy, will be on the stage, and that is also a free show with gate admission. So if you're a vet, if you're a hero, come to the fair on us, completely free for you. Get in and go to the concert for free and see Neil McCoy, who is a true patriot in every way. If you follow him or not on Facebook, but he does the Pledge of Allegiance. I figure you guys, of all people, the flag would love him. Pledge of Allegiance, and every day he does that on Facebook, and actually I watch it every morning. So it's pretty amazing. He's a great guy.
It is, and it's authentic, too. That's the neat thing about Neil McCoy. It's not an act.
He is a great guy.
It's in his DNA. Yep. You didn't mention Dokken, though. I thought you were going to be the big Dokken fan.
That's the last day.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
Okay, all right. Keep going. You got a minute.
I got about five more days. You got King and Country. You got Jason Derulo, Parmalee, Maddie and Tay, Larry and Fleet, and then, of course, your favorite, it sounds like, Rockin' with Dockin', which we're calling that Rockin' the Valley. Dockin' Lynch, reunion tour, Winger, Lita, Ford, Steelheart, and more. So we're just really excited for that concert. That's going to be a home run, I think.
Tell everybody where they can get tickets. Where they can get tickets.
Red River Valley Fair, redrivervalleyfair.com.
redrivervalleyfair.com, redrivervalleyfair.com. I'm fired up for King and Country, too, by the way. Really applaud you doing that and bringing in some great, I guess, praise and worship music, you know, just a very right. You know, it's pop. It's got a great message, and it's something moms and dads, never mind the kids, cranking up.
So, we got something here for everybody.
Yeah, you really do. Should be fun. Still reserve tickets for Tim McGraw left.
Oh yeah, we have tickets for every show, and buy now, buy early, buy often.
Yeah, exactly right. Reserve for Tim McGraw, which is kind of fun too. Cody Cashman, CEO of the Fair, the Red River Valley Fair. Thank you, sir.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever. Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to redrivervalleyfair.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.